This is an account of the Battle of Lewes by Duncan Matheson Maclean. Perhaps as one who has had the privilege of visiting France on two occasions, I may be allowed to relate a few interesting items in connection with the Battle of Lewes, one of the greatest battles in modern times, and in which the 9th Scottish Division took a leading part. On the afternoon of 24th of September 1915, our company assembled on the billet parade ground, and there we were addressed by our company commander, who wound up as follows. As you are aware, we are about to take part in one of the greatest battles that our country has ever undertaken to perform, and whatever the future may bring, I ask you as representatives of Scotland to remember, on the battlefield, your duty to your God, your King, and your country. Such were the words spoken by Captain Bell to the men whom he loved, and who today mourn the loss of a good soldier and a noble hero. At 6:40 on the same evening, we marched away to take our places in the trenches in preparation for the following day's great struggle. As one who has been fortunate enough to escape the fate of many others who took part in that famous charge, the cheerful way in which the boys looked on the coming struggle, not knowing what the morrow would bring, will remain in my memory forever. What followed after taking up our positions in the trenches is perhaps difficult to relate, but it is a well-known fact that officers and men alike realised that they were on the eve of a great undertaking. And perhaps no one realised it more than those whose duty it was to lead their men onto glorious victory. At 5:30 the furious bombardment commenced, and at 6:30 the skirl of the bagpipes told each man that the Highland Brigade had set the ball rolling. The order then was quick and sharp, and in a moment we were up and at them. The reception we got was hot and fast, but already the Highlanders were at their deadly work, and in the twinkling of an eye, the whole division was engaged in the deadly combat. What happened while we were in hand-to-hand combat with them is not a soldier's tale to tell, simply because I should never wish to face it again. And moreover, I do not desire to tell it to others. By the time the Highland Brigade had forced their way well in front, and after a bloody struggle, we succeeded in coming into line with them. By this time the toll had been heavy. The leading officers had been killed, and all that remained of our battalion on the field were two officers. Our company commander, in rallying the boys, was shot in the head and neck and fell with a cry that'll ring in the ears of those that were in close attendance to him. "Lead on, my men. I'm done for." The day's adventure at Lewes many of you have read with pride, and therefore I do not think it necessary that I should relate to you any further proceedings until nightfall. We were then occupying a German trench about 100 yards in front of the Hohenzollern redoubt, when suddenly we heard a voice from behind shouting, "Captain H! Oh, for God's sake, retire! We are surrounded!" This was the voice of our veteran CO, who had stuck to us all day and by skilful leading brought us safely back into the redoubt, which we occupied until the 30th. A few minutes previous to this event, our commanding officer, in a vain endeavour to bring up reinforcements, is believed to have lost his way. And today we who had the pleasure of knowing him as a commanding officer realise with regret that Scotland lost a true and gallant leader. The loss of our divisional and brigade commanders, as well as 3 colonels and the staff, naturally made us realise that we were in a tight fix. But the good news was conveyed to us that the command of the brigade from the night of the 25th had been taken over by Major G.G. Loch, the 1st Royal Scots, who has since, for his devotion to duty and skilful leadership, been promoted to the rank of Brigadier General. The hardships that were endured in the Hohenzollern redoubt can only be remembered and realised by those who took part in the gallant defence of that important position. For 5 days we had 1 biscuit and 1 tin of bully beef among 5 of us, and to see the agony of the wounded, and to hear their cry for water, was sufficient to make us at that moment wish we had never existed. But the reassembling of the battalion and our withdrawal made us realise with deep regret that many of our gallant comrades had died a noble death for the land of their adoption.